Now, the PM surprise general election 2017, Chris Mason desk of election news with Chris Mason, tonight with Chris Mason.
You have to marvel, don't you, at the absurdity of election campaigns. Have you ever waited for a bus and then the whole queue's broken out in a round of applause and waved placards around when it's finally turned up? This was Berwick upon Tweed this afternoon, for 'tis the season of garish buses. There's the Lib Dem one, which resembles an elongated B on six wheels, the for the many and not the few red thing for Labour, and then this one. It's blue. Theresa May for Britain is written on the side, plus what looks like a bit of graffiti, but is actually the Prime Minister's signature. And if you look hard enough, you can even see the word Conservative. Mrs May rolled up 65 miles down the A1 on Tyneside later in North Shields.
We respect that parents and grandparents taught their children and grandchildren that Labour was a party that shared their values and stood up for their community. But across the country today, traditional Labour supporters are increasingly looking at what Jeremy Corbyn believes in and are appalled.
To the Lib Dems next, who want to make the sale of cannabis legal and make it legal to grow the stuff at home.
For about 50 years, we've had an approach to cannabis which has been to make it illegal, to threaten jail sentences, and to have it entirely run by criminal gangs.
Lib Dem Julian Huppert.
If we regulate it, we can get rid of the nasty strains and make sure that it is looked after properly.
The party's also suggesting a daddy month, not 4 weeks on the weed, but extra paid parental leave. Former Minister Joe Swinson.
Evidence shows that when men are more involved in fatherhood, there are huge benefits. It's better for child development. Children do better at school.
Backed by a popular demand, our What Are Former Prime Ministers Up To slot. After Messrs Cameron and Brown last night, enter Tony Blair talking Brexit in Wicklow in Ireland.
As one of the architects of the Good Friday Agreement, which brought into being the peace process in Northern Ireland, I'm extremely anxious to make sure that Brexit does not impair that agreement, that we continue to have the closest possible relationship between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland.
To Inverness next, and SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon.
Tory policies are hurting people and they're hurting the most vulnerable in society. I've just visited a food bank here.
Let's talk about the Socialist Party of Great Britain. It wants what it calls a better system of living by abolishing capitalism. Its policies include implementing a wageless, cashless society and putting all goods and services into common ownership.
We live in a society that is based on employment. Well, it's a French word. It means to use, to exploit, to take advantage of.
The SPGB is running three candidates in total, and Danny Lambert is one of them.
Now, what we want is a society where we bring freely of our social creativity and we can therefore take freely from social production. And what you'll have then is a society where no longer do we have to sell ourselves for a price to meet the price of lives. We will be free.
To Labour next, and Jeremy Corbyn, plenty of the man himself inside the last few minutes here. So step up his deputy, Tom Watson, campaigning in Pontypridd.
What I can absolutely say is that manifesto will have a commitment to the independent nuclear deterrent, to Trident, and a commitment to NATO and a financial commitment to NATO, and a strong narrative on our support for the armed forces.
So what have people made of Labour's defence and security stuff? UKIP leader Paul Nuttall.
I was opposed to the Iraq war. I was opposed to us getting involved in Libya. I realised that what would come next would actually be worse than what went before. And it's the same in Syria.
And here's the Prime Minister.
In just 3 weeks, Labour have taken us back 40 years. Or maybe 400 years, according to Diane Abbott.
We conclude tonight with a brief trip to Betfred in Norwich, for this is the spot where a man has put 10 grand on a Labour triumph. 6,000 on Jeremy Corbyn as our next Prime Minister, 3,000 on Labour winning the most seats, 1,000 on them getting a majority. He'll be 182 grand to the good if all three things happen.